This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And today's subject is turmeric, or more precisely, curcumin, which is the active ingredient in turmeric. Turmeric, you know, kitchen spice. You can buy it at your local grocer. But curcumin is in the news these days because it's one of the leading nutraceuticals. And to tell us all about it and its promises, with us is Gina Haney. She's founder of Future Farm Botanicals. That's spelled P-H-A-R-M. It's a little bit of a play on words. Gina is someone who's a real advocate for popularizing the use of natural herbal products. So without further ado, here's Gina. Gina, it's a pleasure having you on Intelligent Medicine. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. Well, you know, so first of all, you know, before we get into particulars on turmeric, how did you get into this? What prompted your interest in this field?
Well, pretty much what started it is I have very bad arthritis in my neck, and I was taking about 400 to 800 milligram ibuprofen a day just to get through the day.
Ooh,
which I
that's
found,
like a skirting disaster.
Yeah, and I was 48 at the time, and so I knew that wasn't good, and I was actually getting rebound headaches from the ibuprofen, which I didn't know was even a possibility. Mm-hmm. So I kept thinking I had these headaches. So I started researching some natural remedies, and I came upon turmeric, but it was in foreign countries, and I would see photos of it, and, you know, grown in dirty water or bad soil. And I thought, well, I can't do that, you know, so I had one made for me. I found a farm in Kauai, Hawaii, and I flew out there and pretty much made a deal with them, and I overnighted it to the drug manufacturers that I hire that are FDA regulated, and they make it, and we add liposomes. Mm-hmm. And it works extremely well for me. So it pretty much saved me. I mean, it's an amazing product, and it's clean and tested. So I'm comfortable with what's going in my body, so I decided to open the company Future Farm, kind of like my future pharmacy.
And this is actually the turmeric product is liquid turmeric is one of the lead products of Future Farm, but you also have some nice formulations, something good for the immune system, oregano with rosemary.
I do.
A black product with black cumin as well. Those are mm-hmm. Among your black for health product.
Yes. I pretty much try to have, I test all sorts of products that we make, but they start out with ailments that I have.
Mm-hmm.
So I just figure if I have them, everybody else must. At some point, I mean, I got pneumonia once, and that's where the oregano came from. But we added rosemary for a few reasons, rosemary extract and
rosemary
natural honey flavor.
For really the real respiratory benefits as well, so that's a good combo.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, let's stick to the subject of curcumin. Okay, so as you probably know, I mean, there's a lot of buzz about turmeric and specifically curcumin, but the name of the game is bioavailability. There's a whole lot mm-hmm. of controversy about, you know, even there's some negative articles about turmeric. Well, you know, it's great, you know, it's great in the test tube, but then, you know, when people take it, you know, if you have a lot of, say, curry, or if you take capsules of powdered turmeric or even concentrated curcumin in certain powdered forms, it just doesn't do the job. It doesn't get to the brain where it does good things. It doesn't get to the joints where it reduces inflammation. So tell us about this liposomal concept. What's that about?
Well, first of all, the reason a lot of people don't believe in supplements is because most of them are water soluble. So you take them, you have to take quite a few of them, you know, and you really have quite a bit of waste because your phospholipids don't adhere to the water. And so it just kind of goes right through you. So we made it fat soluble with the liposome using nanotechnology. And therefore your phospholipids grab onto it and deliver it right to your soft tissue. So you don't have any waste. Curry is a good way to get turmeric, but you'd have to have about 24 dishes a day in order to, you know, get the job done.
Because well, there's actually some evidence that in India, where they consume a lot of curry, that there is a surprisingly low incidence of Alzheimer's disease. And, you know, there may be other factors involved, but, you know, their enormous curry consumption may contribute to it. But then, you know, clinical trials have been mixed looking at curcumin versus Alzheimer's disease, possibly because of the form it's in. It's just not absorbed as well. So if you were, say you were, do you have kids? Do you have kids?
I have two.
Okay. And are they young kids? Because let's say you were going to their science class and they asked, they said, we're going to do a show and tell with your parents coming in to, you know, assist. How would you explain in simple terms what a liposome is? What's that technology is about? Because, you know, I'm sure you're steeped in it and, you know, you talk to your manufacturer a lot about, you know, the spherical particles and their nano scale size and everything, but yeah, how can you break it down for us?
In layman's terms, I guess what the liposomes do when the nanotechnology is mixed in is it puts a hard shell around the nutrient. So it bypasses your stomach acids and, you know, there's just this hard shell around it. If you took a drop of it and dropped it into a glass of water in say a clear glass, you will see it drop directly to the bottom and stay in that circle shape of that drop. And if you drop another one, it does the same thing and it actually finds the other one because it's fat soluble in water.
It kind of has a raincoat, so like, in a way, you know, that it makes it.
It does. It's,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a Pac-Man machine or, you know, it definitely, it does the job. So that way, you know, the difference.
And I think really has become you're really in the forefront of this because the liposomes really are now the standard for delivery of high quality herbs these days. Because, you know, we've gone from the days where, you know, we used to make, I mean, you know, I go back to when we used to make the herbal teas. Okay. Then we smashed up the stuff. We shoved them in capsules and we, you know, crossed our fingers and hoped it would get absorbed. But now we go through this process where we take the essence of these herbs and concentrate it, and we then put it into nanospheres, a liposomal form, and then this guarantees better absorption, right?
Well, and yeah, and I mean, you can test the ones that you purchase. If you purchase a liquid turmeric and you drop a drop of it into a glass of water and it dilutes, it doesn't have liposomes.
Yeah.
People can say that it has liposomes, but clearly the tests show, you know, you can do your own home study test by dropping it in and seeing exactly what it does. If it stays together and drops to the bottom, it's fully liposomed. And that's the problem with capsules, is they have fillers, it's powder, you don't know if it has heavy metals, you know, all those things.
And I must admit, you know, my bias is actually away from tinctures and more towards capsules. Because, you know, you can just sort of soak something in alcohol and you can, you know, kind of extract some of the essence of it. And that's those old fashioned tinctures. This is different. And I haven't seen too much of these, you know, it's a liquid, but it's liposomal at the same time. Most of the products that I've seen they're liposomal, but they're in capsules. So for people who have trouble swallowing all those capsules And, you know, I got to say about 90% of what's in those capsules is filler anyway, right?
It's filler, and it just, the powder just sits on your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, it's not, I don't think, a very good way. And yes, you can have alcohol as an absorption, or you can have liposomes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it costs a lot more to have it done with liposomes, but I think it's completely worth it, because having an alcohol in there, I don't think that's necessarily good for you either.
Well, I have to say that there's some of our patients who are in recovery, and they absolutely refuse to take
exactly.
even the minuscule amount of alcohol that's in a tincture.
Exactly.
You know, and I learned that early on in my practice. I actually prescribed a tincture innocently to someone, and, you know, the person called up there, or I raised mm-hmm. said, well, you know, I'm in AA, and you've given me something. I'm like, oh, okay, I learned my lesson.
And
right?
It doesn't taste good either.
Right. That's true, too. So, okay, well, that's another consideration. You know, I've tried it, but I can vouch for the fact that it tastes good. But
I know,
you know
it really
what is curcumin? It's kind of an acquired taste. It's frankly concentrated turmeric. It's okay on food, but it's a little sour when you take it in a concentrated form. But how does it taste when it's in the liposomal form?
Well, we have the patented Bioprene with it as well. And honestly, the longer that it sits, you know, the shelf life of each bottle that is made is 3 years.
Oh.
So even when it sits for 2 weeks, the Bioprene makes it quite a bit more spicy. So it's good. It has
some
spice
bite.
Flavor.
It has a little mm-hmm. bite to it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. So we love it. Everybody that takes it loves it. I mean, you notice a big difference in someone's face when they take ours rather than, you know, something else they've been on.
So, a question might come up. In the tincture form, you know, turmeric is kind of yellow. And, you know, you drop it on your clothes, it could stain your clothes. Does it turn your teeth yellow? Is that a potential drawback to this?
No. Okay. No, and ours, we actually add 95% curcumin as well. So we use the whole plant, and then we add curcumin as well. So it does stain your clothes.
It can stain
your counter.
Yep.
Yes, but it will not stain your teeth. I've put it on my face and left it on my face before, because you see all these things, and I thought, I want to see what that does.
Mm-hmm.
And
I mean, it is an antioxidant.
Takes the redness.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it takes any redness away, but it eventually comes back, you know. But yeah, it doesn't stain your skin, anything like that. It's interesting. It doesn't stain your teeth.
So why is it that curcumin has such a diverse array of effects? I mean, it's been touted for cancer. It's been touted for Alzheimer's disease. It's been touted for joint pain, which is actually kind of what you're featuring it for because of
mm-hmm.
your own personal experience. But it may reduce inflammation. I've done a lot of work in ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease. You know, I'm going to recommend your product for my patients with UC because it's an inflammatory mm-hmm. disorder. Does that have to do with its anti-inflammatory properties that make it so universally
curcumin
applicable?
It blocks the protein that causes inflammation and causes chronic inflammation. Not acute inflammation, which we all need. We
mm-hmm.
need acute, you know, if you cut yourself or something like that. But there's so much inflammation inside of our body that we don't even see. I mean, prostate, heart, lungs, arthritis, you know, mm-hmm. you don't know what it is. And even after a tough workout, it's really good to take, or a tough hike before and after. And people do testimonials. They can't believe the difference.
Yeah,
so it just blocks the protein that causes inflammation.
I use it on a regular basis because, you know, as you get older, you know, more aches and pains develop. And, you know, if you're working out hard as I do, you want to get that counter effect to inflammation. You know, which is delayed onset muscle pain.
Yeah, and it takes away, it's not an analgesic, but it does take pain away. So that you can actually get up and start moving. And once you start moving, your blood starts moving, and we all know blood heals. So if you sit, because you hurt so much and you don't want to get up because it hurts. This is what it's really good for, is people that, oh, I just don't want to, you know, I'm sore. I don't want to get up. My knee hurts. And it gets you going and gets your blood moving, which is very important for everything.
So how much do you have to take? I mean, what's a standard dose? With pills, it's sometimes easier. You can do, you know, one pill twice daily, two pills twice daily. How does it come, and, you know, how do you measure out the amount that's appropriate for you?
So the dosage on our 2-ounce bottles, which last about a month, are 2 half droppers. All the droppers out there pretty much fill up only halfway. Mm-hmm. So we say 2 halves, one time. You can take it in the morning and at night, mm-hmm. one in the morning, one at night, or you can do 2 at once, or you can do a little bit more. You could do 2 halves in the morning and 2 halves at night. Everybody's different, so you kind of have to test your pain out. But I don't recommend, you know, if you're on blood thinners, to take it a lot, because turmeric does thin the blood very so slightly, just a little. And, you know, but that's what gets
I've actually looked at that issue, and we get that question a lot, is can you take it when you're on a blood thinner? And I think you have to exercise some caution. I think you can't go overboard with turmeric. But I think its potential for harm is exaggerated.
I do too.
You know,
because, but I like to be safe.
Yeah. And we, you know, there is generally a precaution, but I think, for example, fish oil lately has been vindicated in terms of its potential to cause post-operative or perioperative bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, a lot of the recommendations are, you know, avoid turmeric, avoid ginger, you know, but it's not likely to cause a problem if you're under the supervision of a health professional. You can take moderate doses and make sure that, you know, when you get your blood tested, it's not too thin. I think it would be safe.
My point, I guess, was, you know, talk to your doctor. Don't think, like, if you're on a blood thinner and you think, oh, I can take turmeric instead, you know,
talk to
your doctor about it and stuff like that. Because a lot of people call with questions for me about that. And it's just really important. You know, if you're already on something, you need to speak to your physician first, because, but it is liposome, so it does stay in your soft tissue. So those are the pluses of it, you know.
And apropos, do you answer consumer questions? Do you get a lot of inquiries from consumers?
I do. I take 2 hours a day to answer all questions that come to me. Yeah, and I get back to emails usually within 24 hours.
Would it be leaving your cell phone wide open if we gave up your contact? Or?
Well, I mean, that's just what you do. I did this company to help people. It is so gratifying to me, because it really does help people. And I get notes, and I get, you know, thank yous and email. I just, you know, and I love it. It's not like it's bad. So it's a win-win for me.
Well, absolutely. It sounds like a labor of love. Typically, what kind of questions do you get? I mean, we have the questions about, you know, is it compatible with certain medications? Okay. You know, we want to make some precautions around that. But what are typical questions?
Well, a lot of questions. Some people, like I said, want to get off of a blood thinner. That was one. Well, it's a lot, actually, that say that. And the answer to me is no, talk to your doctor. But I get a lot of questions of, you know, how did you come about doing this? Why are you doing this? Where's the farm? Is it in the north side of Kauai, the south side? Oh, can I go visit it? I love your product, you know, this and that. And it's a pretty private farm. They would not even give me the address until I was about 2 miles away.
it's like a secret coordinates.
They gave me little. Yeah, it really is. It's beautiful. It's 100 acres of turmeric and ginger, and it's on high ground, so when it rains, you don't have cross-contamination from, say, dogs that are a mile away, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's on such high ground, so, and they actually have their own water supply as well. They change the soil out
every
2 years.
And they're very environmentally conscious in Hawaii, because they've seen the toll that environmental devastation can take. It's a small island.
Mm-hmm.
I think especially in Kauai, which is kind of one of the more less populous, more eco-friendly kinds of places, I think that they're very conscious about the potential for chemicals and contaminants?
They are. I mean, some aren't, but this farm definitely is. I mean, it's so neat to watch how they work. They pulled a large turmeric plant because it was in full. I mean, it was so tall, and they pulled it out for me, and it was just these huge orange roots. Mm-hmm.
And for people who don't know what it looks
like, it's amazing.
It looks like orange ginger. I mean, most people know what ginger looks like because you buy it and you use it. It's starting to turn up more in markets where you can actually buy turmeric root. And, you know, you cut through it and it's a bright orange, you know, the color of, kitchen spice. And it's very pungent and strong. It's similar in some ways to ginger. Yeah, and it stains. Yeah, right.
So that's why, I mean, I'm all for making your own. You know, a lot of people do what I think sounds like it tastes very good is like lemon juice, turmeric, a little bit of pepper, and some Tabasco even, and they do it as a shot, so they put it in a smoothie. But the way we did it is it's just simple. It's on the go. You have it, and it's the same amount. You know, it's you're getting it and it stays in your body. Mm-hmm. So, but I love cooking and I love, you know, to do all those things, but this is just simple when you're on the go. And it boosts your immune system as well, because of all the antioxidants. So it's a home run.
Indeed. All right. I got a lot more questions for you. We divide our podcast into two parts. And in part two, we're going to ask about of the research, some of the specific conditions for which turmeric can be beneficial. I'm a fan of turmeric, and the product, it gives us some coordinates on that. How do people get access to information? You've got a nice website where you answer a lot of questions as well. That website is?
So the website is myfuturefarm.com. And there's also a customer service line, 888-841-7216. Or you can email me at info@myfuturefarm.com.
And you can also go to Fullscript, my online dispensary, and you can take advantage of Future Farm's buy two, get one free offer. At myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's P-H-A-R-M. Spell it right. All right. We'll be back with more on this subject. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and our guest, Gina Haney, founder of Future Farm Botanicals. This is Intelligent Medicine.